Back now to New Hampshire for a moment, where Democratic presidential candidates Kerry, Dean, Clark, Edwards, Lieberman, Kucinich, and Sharpton finished in that order last night. News analyst Daniel Shore offers his assessment.
What accounts for the Kerry victory and the record 200,000 turnout in the New Hampshire primary? To understand Kerry's dramatic comeback, one needs to understand the mind and mood of the New Hampshire voter as revealed in the Edison-Mitofsky exit poll. There was apparently some movement toward Senator Edwards at the end. 35% of voters said they made up their minds in the last 3 days, and of these, 46% chose Edwards. But that was not enough to overcome Senator Kerry's commanding lead based on a number of factors. Dean captured the largest number of voters under 30, but Kerry came out ahead among voters over 30. Kerry also did well with both high and low-income people, among veterans, and among churchgoers. While many listed taxes, education, health, and Medicare as issues important to them, only 19% cited the war in Iraq as a leading issue. This on a day when President Bush was being challenged anew on the justification for the war. Indeed, only 7% of voters listed national security and terrorism as their leading issues. The polling data reveal a certain ambivalence about the personal traits of the candidates. Asked about the quality in a candidate that mattered most, 50% of those who prize standing up for what he believes in chose Howard Dean. 29% of those who emphasize a positive message chose Senator Edwards, compared to 11% for Kerry. But a whopping 62% of those looking for someone who can defeat President Bush voted for Senator Kerry. Never in my memory has electability presented itself in so forceful a manner. 47% of voters described themselves as angry about the Bush administration, another 37% as dissatisfied with him. If we've learned anything about primaries over the years, it is not to extrapolate too much from what happens in any given state. But it does appear that electability will loom as a major factor in the contests to come. This is Daniel Shore.